Okay, here we go. We're going to learn something that's kind of new, probably to most of you, called completing the square. Two-day assignment. Uh-oh. Well, just 2 days, because one day we spend on the quadratic formula, and the quadratic formula, not only are we going to just give you the quadratic formula, I'm going to show you where the quadratic formula comes from. That's Tuesday. That will be our next episode. Today's episode?
Completing the square.
Completing the square. A little bit of this, a little bit of this. Completing the square. All right. Am I plugged in? Oh, I keep doing this today. I keep not plugging in. Okay. So yesterday, this is where people start to kind of lose their path of what we're doing in these sections, past x being to the power of 1 into x being a power of 2. All right, yesterday's directions were graph. Graph means draw a picture. Graph means find a vertex, find an axis of symmetry, things like that. What instead if you were asked to graph that? Okay, if you factor it, let me ask you a question there. That is a great statement. Does it factor? Yeah. Or does it factor to base?
X times 5, X.
Good. But does that look like the parabolic form? No, but that's okay, because you could graph like this. And I'm going to keep that written up here because I want to come back to that later on if we have time at the end of class today. So you could plot that, but right now it doesn't look like something that I recognize. I can't find the vertex real easily. Were you able to find the vertex easily on last night's homework? You could figure out whether it opens up or down. Here, I can't really find the vertex real easily. I kind of might be able to know what it is, but I'm not sure. And what if the vertex isn't around the points I plot? What if the vertex is far over? Let's say at x equals 7. It's not for this one. But let's say it is. Remember, we always want to plot the part that has some interest. The interest for an absolute value. What did we always graph when we graphed an absolute value? The vertex. Didn't we always see two sides? The interest part is the vertex and what happens around the vertex. Up here is boring. So around a parabola, what do you think is the interesting part of the parabola? Around the vertex and what happens close to the vertex. The rest of it is kind of boring. Okay. Completing the square is going to be the way to convert from quadratic form to parabolic form. And it is very important to know how to do. Again, you're converting quadratic form, which is the kind you're going to use for quadratic formula, into parabolic form so you can find the vertex easily. Today's instructions are still graph. We're still graphing. It just doesn't look like what it looked like last night. We've got to do something else. Secondarily, you can also solve by completing the square. We're not doing that yet, and I'm going to show you that in a couple of days. But we can graph by completing the square. Actually, I might show you that today. We'll see what we have time to get through. Okay, and then there's always the person who says, well, I don't know what you mean by completing the square. Completing the square is the way you make it look like a parabola. And you do that by adding the same thing to both sides of an equation to create a perfect square trinomial. Let me give you a real basic example and see if you can see with me why I'm doing it. Y equals x squared plus 6x. I can't find, I'll make that a minus 6x actually. I can't find action K in this form, can I? Can you think, though, about what would squared that would at least turn out to be something that looks like this? Can anyone come up with a binomial that I could square that would give me an x squared minus 6x? No? Okay. Come on. Would x minus 1 square out to give me a minus 6x? No. Would x plus 1? Would x minus 2? Well, x minus 3, but this gives me x squared minus 6x plus 9, doesn't it? How would this 9 go away? Well, if I also had a minus 9, right? So what does this become? And I really have a minus 9. Can you see the vertex here?
Yeah.
What is it?
3,
negative 9. If you started plotting points here, you'd get 0, 0, 1, negative 5, 2, let's see, that's 4 minus 12, which is negative 8. Then you might plug in negative 1 and negative 2. If you plug in negative 1, you get 1 plus 6, which is 7, and plug in negative 2, you get 12 plus 4, which is 14. Do you see the vertex here? If you kept going, you'd get 3 down to negative 9, and then you plug in 4, and then, ooh, there it would be. If you made a table of values, you might stumble upon it eventually, but it doesn't really lend itself. So what we have to do is learn how to convert it from this form to this form. Ned?
Do you have to do whatever you do on that side to the left?
Hold on. Hold on. We're going to get there in a second. How come everyone very confidently said it wouldn't be minus 1? Or how come everyone said, I started to say pluses and minuses, and all of a sudden I heard everybody go minus, minus. How did you all know this had to be a minus in here? Because it's a minus here. And I said 1, and I said 2, and everybody very confidently said no. How did you know that? Yeah, the outer and inner don't turn out to be 6x. For a minus 1, outer and inner is minus 1x. For a 2, outer and inner is minus 2x. All right? What we're doing here is we're completing the square by adding the same thing to both sides of an equation, so to create a perfect square trinomial. Now, I didn't do that here, and that's okay. I was trying to get you to think a little bit more abstractly and see if you could come up with it. But if we complete the square and create a perfect square trinomial, factor and isolate, then we'll have a parabola. Now, let's remind ourselves of some perfect square trinomials. Does everyone agree with me that a perfect square trinomial is a square of a binomial, and it always fits the pattern ax squared plus 2, or a squared plus 2ab plus b squared, or minus 2ab plus b squared? You've learned that over the years. A perfect square trinomial, or a binomial square, is the other term people know, a binomial square. Do you notice any coincidence between the red term and the blue term, just on the right-hand side? That's its square root. So this is called, what's it called when it has a power of 2, or a power of 1? Anyone remember what the term is? How about this thing over here that doesn't have a variable attached? What's that called? No, not a coefficient. Coefficient is the number in front of an x. A constant. The blues are the constants. The reds are the linear terms. Linear terms. Power of 1. Linear. Line. Okay. Ned saw it. He said, isn't the half of this number the square root of that? Yes. Half of 10 is 5. Half of 8 is 4. Half of 6 is 3. Half of 4 is 2. So in completing the square, you're going to want to add something to both sides to create a perfect square trinomial where none might exist. Let's go back to this example right here of x squared minus 6x. What would I add to both sides to create a perfect square trinomial. X squared minus 6, oh, let's go back to the slide. Maybe we don't see the slide right there. What will we add to both sides? Look at the blue one, the one that matches. 6x plus 9. Now look what Ned said. He said, but isn't that the square, half of that is the square root. So if I take half of this and then square it, don't I get this number? So if I add that number to both sides, and that's the other thing Ned asked me. He said, do you do it to both sides, the same thing? Yes, because then what I get when I factor and then isolate, I get this equation in parabolic form. Let's do a little practicing just of this basic idea.
What was the b on the two?
I'm not going to tell you that yet, because I want you to see if you can figure out what to add to both sides. Just tell me what this should be in parentheses squared. Come on.
X plus 4,
right? Now, what do I add to this side to create a perfect square trinomial? It's what Ned said. He goes, isn't that the square root of half the term? It is, which means take half that term and square it. Half of 8 is 4 squared is 16. If I add it to one side, I add it to the other. That gives me y equals x plus 4 squared minus 16. Because if I've got a plus on this side and I factored this to be here, how would I get the 16 back to the other side so it looks like parabolic form? So what you're doing is you're adding b over 2 squared to both sides. Why do you think I chose b?
Because the equation a squared plus ab equals b squared.
Oh, I'm using, actually, I'm using
y equals
quadratic formula. Y equals ax squared plus bx plus c. Aren't you used to call b being the linear term coefficient? I'm using the same thing. Jeff, question? I'm doing it to both sides because you have to do it the same thing to both sides. Didn't you spend years and years and years seeing an equation like this, and your teacher would make you write that? Because you did it to both sides, right? So if I add it, it's sharing. It's sharing. I have to share with everybody. If I have a bag of M&Ms and walked in and shared with everyone except, let's say, Evan. Evan might cry, we might have to comfort him a little, but that's not fair. In math, you have to be fair with numbers. You have to share the numbers all the way through. So if I add it to one side, and it's like balancing. If I put 16 on one side, I've got to put 16 on the other side to keep them balanced. If I have a scale and I put 16 ounces this side, it starts to go like this, it's not an even equation anymore. So I have to put 16 on here to keep them the same, all right? This should always create that factorable perfect square trinomial, and then you'll be able to decide whether you want to solve or graph. And I'm going to show you solving, and I am going to show you graphing. So let's do a little practice. Let's go back to that original equation. What is f of x the same as? Thank you. So don't get thrown off if you don't like seeing the f of x there. Why did I put an f of x there? Because it's a function. I'm just giving you a little extra bitty bit of information. I'm going to put a y there. Now, does that minus 15 bother anyone? I kind of don't like it. It muddies the waters. So I'm going to move the 15 over to the other side. I rewrote that f of x as a y. And then I'm going to move the 15. Now let's complete the square. What do I want to add to both sides? What do I want to add? 1. See the linear term here? Half of that and square it. Half of 2 is 1 squared. And I always put a little blank there first error people make, and it pains me to see this error, they don't add it to both sides. You don't add it to both sides, your vertex is wrong, everything is wrong from there. Everything. Share. You all have wonderful sharing skills. So what did that give me on the left-hand side? Good. Y plus 16 equals now. What does that give me on the right-hand side? But let's do this. X minus 1 quantity squared. Is it parabolic form yet? Y equals X minus 1 squared minus 16. What is the vertex of this parabola, Ned? 1, -16. Beautiful. Does it open up or down?
Up.
It opens up. Therefore, what would be the range? Y is greater than or equal to 16. Good.
Negative.
What's my domain? I'm sorry, negative 16. Thank you. Thank you. And what is my domain? All real numbers. Could you graph this like last night? Yeah, it's 1, negative 16, because if I plug a 1 in here, I get a negative 16 when I collect. All right, does that make sense? Okay, so if the directions are graph, what do we do? What'd you say? What are you laughing at? Oh, yay! I thought you actually said, that's awesome. And I kind of assumed you were talking about me. So I was all excited, but then I realized you were laughing and maybe you were laughing at me. So I got a little insecure for a moment. And doesn't it make sense? As long as you remember to share. Think about those M&Ms. Your friend brings cookies over. The cookies come out. You know how people thought, oh, the chip witches. You know how the chip witches fly? Okay, your friend grabs 7 chip witches. There are 8 people at the table. Who doesn't get a chip witch? Oh, we share. I know. Boom. We share. You make sure you bring enough for everybody. That is if you're going to add a number. And it sounds stupid that I keep stressing it, but I'll tell you, you're going to be so mad at yourself if the first thing you do is wrong and the whole problem is wrong. It is very frustrating. If you're graphing, you're just going to complete the square and get to parabolic form. Complete the square and get to parabolic form. Oh, and look what I just did for you. How awesome is that? Nice. Okay, solving using completing the square. It is easy. It's the same thing as this. It's just as easy. Now, I'm aware we could factor it and solve it. Absolutely. I know that we could factor it as x minus 5, x plus 3. The zeros then would be 5 and negative 3, just like we've done before. But let's practice solving by completing the square. That is, what was the first thing we did in this equation, the first equation I gave you? Well, first, actually, we moved the 15 over. Okay, watch this. So we start out the same way. X squared minus 2x, bring the 15 over. Now what are we going to do to both sides? Add 1. That gives us okay. Notice, I said before we're going to complete the square and then get into parabolic form. We're not going to do that here. We're going to complete the square and then do something else. We brought the 15 over. We added the 1 to both sides. We factored. It looks just the same. What could we do here that would help us solve the equation? Yay! We square root both sides. Think about it. What happens when I square root x minus 1? And what do you get on the right-hand side? Notice the plus or minus. You get a 4, but don't forget the plus or minus. If you forget the plus or minus, you're not going to get all of the answers. Now, let's continue isolating. What would I do to both sides now to get x alone? Add 1. So I have x is equal to plus or minus 4 plus 1. Can you tell me those two answers? 5 and negative 3. So the difference was we completed the square, but then we square rooted both sides and isolated x. These problems, solve or graph, you start the same way. X squared minus whatever x on one side. Variables on one side, everything else to the other side. Complete the square. Factor. And then we diverge at that point. Either bring it over so we can graph or square root so we can solve. Square root so we can solve. SS. Oh, that might be what we need to remember. Square root so we can solve. Graph and solve, they start similarly. They deviate near the end. About 3/4 of the way through the problem. It'll be boom, boom, same thing, same thing. Oops, just a bit of a difference. Okay, let's talk about this problem. We're going to graph and solve this one. Is anyone bothered by anything? The 3? I'm kind of bothered by the 2. I'm going to bring the 3 over. Okay. I agree with you. I'm bothered because 2 is not a perfect square, is it? I can't complete the square. Or can I? How about not divide by 2, but just factor it out? Because remember, I factor it out because I don't want to lose it. Remember, I'm graphing. There's going to be a coefficient. So that means, what do I know about this when I finally graph it? What's going to happen to it? It's going to be like steeper, right? Because the coefficient, there's an a. We called it a yesterday. Y equals a times x minus h squared plus k. That's the reason I use the letter a. At y equals ax squared plus bx plus c. It's still the same a. What am I going to complete the square by adding inside the parentheses? What did I really add, though? I really added an 8. So if I'm going to do it to the left-hand side, do it to the right-hand side, or the other way around, I'm going to add an 8. Sure, I've got to be fair. Add to left, add to right. What does that give me on the left-hand side? F of x minus 5 equals 2 times x plus 2 squared. Oh, plus 5, excuse me. Yes, I was getting ahead of myself. So remember, graph says go to parabolic form. That means f of x is going to equal 2 times x plus 2 squared minus 5 when I bring it over. So what did I do? I brought the 3 over, completed the square, got it back to parabolic form to graph. Would you guys be able to tell me what the vertex is? -2. Good. Does it open or up or down?
Up.
What's the domain?
Normal.
Yeah. Easy, right? Nothing new from yesterday. Now, what if I instead said solve by completing the square? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this doesn't factor. The answers are a little gross, but let's try it. So what am I going to do first?
Take the
3 over as a? So 2x squared plus 8x equals negative 3. Now what am I going to do next so that I can complete the square? Take out the 2. Look at this. Same thing as before. X squared plus 4x. And I'm going to leave myself a blank. What What am I going to add to both sides? Well, what am I going to add on the left?
4.
What am I going to add on the right? 8. Don't get too upset by this. We're going to be able to solve this still. So that means 2 times x plus 2 squared equals 5. Now, can I square root right now? No? Just divide by 2. What am I going to do now? Now, square rooting. Anyone know what this turns out to be? Think for a minute. Well, it's the square root of 5 over 2, but I have to rationalize, right? So it's going to be plus or minus root 10 all over 2. Don't forget the plus minus because it's got two answers. Square rooting, I have a radical in the denominator, so I just rationalize. Now, what will I do now? Can I isolate x? Yeah. Now, is it the same thing as writing this? Putting the negative 2 in front and letting plus minus be the operation? Now, let me ask you a question. Can you tell me what I did from here to here? Yeah, I just put a common denominator, right? Does this look familiar to anybody? When you do the quadratic formula, negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac all over 2a, when you do the quadratic formula, you get numbers that look like this. It's the same thing that I'm getting here, just in a different form, collected, uncollected. All right, we've learned one process here, completing the square. We've learned two ways we can use it, to solve and to graph. It starts out the same and deviates at the very end, whether it be to get to parabolic form or to square root both sides and isolate x. We're not going to have time to do the next example problem, but you might get an imaginary out of this. Don't freak out. Sometimes this happens. We'll talk about what happens when you graph and you get an imaginary.